listener production.
Hi, and welcome to Central Queensland Local News. I'm Lauren Wilson with the stories from our backyard and beyond. Partly cloudy for both Rockhampton and Gladstone this morning, with a top temp of 34 degrees for Rocky and 31 for Gladstone. And mostly sunny for the Central Highlands, with a top of 34 degrees in Emerald. Making the news today, Wednesday the 29th of March, how we can fix the rental housing crisis, how far has CQ Health gone to fill maternity shortages, and local community being urged to take the flu vaccine. The State Peaks real estate body says a limit of one price increase a year won't solve Central Queensland's rental crisis, but it will weed out landlords doing the wrong thing. It's one of the changes being made by the state government amid the tight rental market and increasing cost of living. Data from Domain shows median rent in Rocky has gone up $30 a week, Gladstone $50 a week, and Central Highlands $33 a week in the last year. The Real Estate Institute of Queensland's Dean Milton says he wants to see incentives for investors to increase local vacancy rates, saying that's the real problem.
We don't really see this as being a solution. We see this, the problem is the question of supply rather than the number of time rent increases in a year.
Questions on notice have shown just how far CQ Health has gone to fill positions in Gladstone and Bilawila's maternity wards. Data from the health service shows more than $9,000 has been spent on recruitment, with more than 40 job ads being listed at the start of last year. Health Minister Yvette Dave says it's widely accepted that there are more vacancies than available doctors, and paid ads aren't the only tools used to recruit doctors. Health authorities have warned of an early flu season, and Central Queenslanders are encouraged to get their vaccination ahead of winter. It says CQ Hospital and Health Service has already recorded 19 cases in the past week. Pharmacy Guild Queensland President Chris Owen says CQ chemists are open for immunisations now.
We are encouraging people to get in at some point this season. As I said, whether it's at the start or the end, the most important thing is that we do get that vaccine prior to the start of winter. We do need time for the antibodies to uplift, but certainly encouraging anyone and everyone to be able to get that vaccine.
Free vaccines for eligible residents under the National Immunisation Programme will be available from this week. The Coalition claims a new emissions cap on coal and gas emissions will hurt our engine room of our country. Capricornia MP Michelle Landy says local jobs are at risk and millions will be ripped out of our community through lost royalties.
Labor, state and federally don't give a damn about the coal fields. We have big companies like BHP who are saying we're not doing any further investment in Queensland. They can't be trusted.
The Prime Minister says discussions have been held with the manufacturing and gas industry and the changes won't kill investment. Let's take a look at some sport now. It's CQ taking on Wide Bay this weekend in a day of pre-season AFL clashes down in Bundaberg. The Bit Saints women and men will take on Hervey Bay Bombers, with Rockhampton Panthers to play Bundaberg Brothers Bulldogs. And a uniquely Australian sporting event gets underway in Springshore tomorrow as the small CQ town hosts its annual camp draft. And now you're up to date with what's happening in CQ and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.